There's so much we have lost as we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked. One by one, the enemy is whisper lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. That we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward son, and by your spirit breathe upon and show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to
now breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe. Breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive, yeah. We call out to dry bones, come alive. Oh, come alive.
Yibarecha Yahweh Vayish Marecha Yisa Yahweh Panava Ya'er Yahweh Panava Elecha Vichu Necha Yisa Yahweh Panava Elecha Vayesem Lecha Shalom. Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
cry for my country, for the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are forming, winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dream's been cruised from
America. I show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America, I show my love for you in all that I do.
All that I do. I pray for my country and for friends and family. Mourning in the ignorance while staying safe within a dream. I will fight for freedom and the ways of liberty. I die for my country, slaying corporate dynamics. Tragedy. I just want some answers so the truth will set us free. Let the truth set us free. I say
station. When Papa found out he began a shot, he started the investigation. Was against the law, was against the law. Well, Mama soap was against the law. Mama look at them, she just been on the ground every time my name was mentioned. And Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, don't stick him in the house of detention. And now I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going. And I'm on my way, taking my time, but I don't know it. Good night, Rosie, yeah, pretty girl. yard. Yeah, my me with Julio down by the schoolyard. With the story leak in the radical priest come to give me release to Weaver's on the cover of Newsweek. Now I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going, and I'm on my way, taking the time I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, yeah, Queen of Corona, for me and Julio down by the school yard.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the 7th day of September, year 2022. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is, It is Raining. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Ambith. Our website is www.PastorDan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces, PastorDan.net. Remember, the will of Yahweh God will never take you where the grace of Yahweh God will not protect you. Hallelujah. Now, when you go to PastorDan.net, we do draw your attention to the Daily Mail page where we keep the current events links put up there. Any topic that we feel is pertinent, whether it has to do with health issues, prepper issues, food, weapons and ammunition, politics, and, of course, the identity message. Truth, anything having to do with truth and education of our people. There is a Contact Us page. If you do not have my personal contact information, you should go there. And there is also the home page where we have information about helping us out financially. And for the few folks out there that do, praise Yahweh for you. May he bless your heart. A couple things here before we get into the meat of the matter. Let me just make sure all my indicators are looking good on the board here. And so far, so good. We're going to have some quotes here. Richard Buckminster Fuller gave us a pretty good hint. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And who out there doesn't recognize the fact that the current model that everybody is under, the yoke upon all of mankind, is obsolete? We need to get rid of it. We need to abandon man's law, man's way, and get back to our Creator's way. That's why nothing is working. And We are in the book of Revelations at the current time, and we're also going to talk about the days of Noah here in a minute, and that's the reason for the topic of it is raining. So we'll get to that in a minute. But Revelation 18:4, and another voice from heaven came to my ears saying, come out of her, my people, meaning this Babylonian whore system, corporatocracy, kleptocracy, kakistocracy, all of it, satanic. Come out of her, my people, so that you may have no part in her sins and in her punishments. You see, this system is gloating over the fact it's lording over us, Yahweh's people. That's not going to be too much longer. They're going to pay a price for it. It's going to be a healthy price, too. I doubt that it's going to be worth what they're doing to us. They are up to their eyeballs in fictitious shekels, fictitious money. They can literally buy whole countries because they can create as much of the shekels as they want in computers, because that's it. It's all electronic digital. A complete Ponzi scheme, a complete bankrupt scheme. But they've got you convinced it's real, and you're willing to trade your life's labor, your sweat, your equity, your home, your businesses for these digits in computers. Now, I know you think it's going to last forever. That's the trick. The devil worshippers have you believing it will never change, when they know, of course, that it is, and if you had the Spirit of the Most High within you, you know it would change as well. This system is not going to be around much longer. So be careful what you're willing to trade to the evil one for his electronic shekels. So there's a couple quotes for you. Now, the other thing I wanted to share with you, I picked up off the internet today, and I don't know if I put it down the website. It's on, it was off of Telegram, and the channel is called Amalek or Amalek International. A-M-A-L-E-K. Amalek International. And this is called the Ten Commandments, but this is the Ten Commandments according to Theodore Fritsch, in his Anti-Semitic Catechism from 1883. Yeah, long time ago, like 140 years ago. The Ten Commandments, according to Mr. Fritsch, be proud of being a European and strive earnestly and steadily to practice the inherited virtues of our people. Courage, faithfulness, and veracity, and to inspire and develop these attributes in your children. Thou shalt know that thou, together with all thy fellow Europeans, regardless of faith or creed, have a common, implacable foe. His name is Esau, Edom, or the Jew. Number 3, thou shalt keep thy blood pure. Consider it a crime to soil the noble Aryan breed of thy people by mingling it or miscegenating it or adulterating it with the Jewish breed. For you must know that Jewish blood is everlasting, putting the Jewish stamp on body and soul unto the furthest generations. Thou shalt be helpful to your fellow European and further him in all matters, not counter to the European conscience, the more so if he be pressed by the Jew. Thou shalt at once take into court any offense or crime committed by the Jew in deed, word, or letter that comes to your knowledge, lest the Jew abuse the laws of our country with impunity. Now, we're well past that point. Of course, this was 140 years ago. Thou shalt have no social intercourse with the Jew. Avoid all contact and community with the Jew, and keep him away from yourself and your family, especially your daughters, lest they suffer injury of body and soul. Now you know why he wanted to separate men from women, to get the women against the white man so that the Jew could take advantage of our ladies and get them hooked into drugs, prostitution, and pornography. 6. You shall have no business relations with the Jews. Never choose a Jew as a business partner, nor buy from him, and keep your wife also from doing so. You shall sell nothing to him, nor use him as an agent in your transactions, that you may remain free and not become slave unto the Jew, nor help increase his money, which is the power by which he enslaves our people. Is this prophetic or what? 7. You shall drive the Jew from your own breast and take no example from Jewish tricks and Jewish vials. For you shall never match the Jew in trickery, but forfeit your honor and earn the contempt of your fellow Europeans and the punishment of the courts. You shall not entrust your rights to a Jewish lawyer, nor your children to a Jewish physician, nor your children to a Jewish teacher, lest they dishonor body and soul, suffer harm. Lest your honor, body, and soul suffer harm. Amen. You shall not lend ear nor give credence to the Jew. Keep away all Jewish writings from your European home and hearth, lest their lingering poison may unnerve and corrupt yourself and your family. 10. You shall use no violence against the Jews, because it is unworthy of you and against the law. But if a Jew attacks you, ward off his Semitic insolence with European wrath. Again, reiterating exactly what we have said many times. We don't need to go out and seek this enemy out at this point in time. We simply need to close ranks and stop prostituting ourselves in front of these satanic monsters. They will fall apart without our consent and our acquiescence into their nefarious deeds. So again, it does not have to go to bloodshed and warfare, at least not at this point. We always, as this 10 here says, if they come attacking us, now we can treat their insolence with Anglo-Saxon wrath. So, very interesting information here. A lot of things going on out there in the world. And again, that's why the title, It Is Raining. Jason says that they're in the voice chat. I'm assuming, I cannot see that. I guess I don't say that on the radio enough. I cannot see how many people are listening or the window there with the chat and everything while I'm actually doing the program. So if there is anything there I need to see, either text it to me, email it to me, you can't call. And by the way, if you do have something and you want to email it, send it to bydpastordan@yahoo.com. So that's Bravo Yankee Delta, which stands for By Yahweh's Design, Bravo Yankee Delta Pastor Dan altogether @yahoo.com. And I do monitor that. So Ella or any of the other listeners out there, if there's something in the chat that I personally need to see, you need to email it to me, please. I know it's not the perfect system, and there were other platforms that we had in the past where I could see more of the live goings on. But I got to be honest with you, this platform is so much easier for me to keep my concentration and to focus on what I'm trying to get across, because it used to take an awful lot of my energy and time to follow who was calling in and who wasn't and what the chats were saying. Yeah, especially since this is a one-man operation. That got to be quite a bit. So this is at least a little easier for me. Now, we can do interviews using Skype. I am set up to do that. I probably could do it using Telegram as well. But so far, nobody has requested to come on and join us for that. It's raining. Why did I pick that? Because it says that in various scriptures that we're going to read here that this period of time would be as in the days of Noah. Okay, somebody trying to call in. As in the days of Noah, we all, if you've read your Bible, you know a little bit about what the days of Noah were all about. And so we're going to read some of the verses that talk about that and equate that to the things that are going on today. We did have a militia meeting earlier this evening, and I thought it went a lot more efficiently and professionally than many of our other meetings in the past. So that was pretty good. The order of the meeting was much more disciplined, and more was accomplished in a shorter period of time. That's where we need to go, because time is running out. It's raining. For all of you folks familiar with the story of Noah, it's raining already, okay? So what does our scripture say about when it's raining? In Matthew chapter 24, I'm getting messages here. I don't think some people... no, Ella, I'm not getting emails. I don't show any emails coming in. Wait a minute. my apologies. I'm monitoring the wrong email there. So give me just a second, then we'll get into the message of Noah. Let's see here a minute. Okay, yep. Ella, I did get them. I was on the wrong screen, so... my apologies. So again, Matthew 24, verse 37, For as were the days of Noah, so will the coming of the Son of Man. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Now, remember this Son of Man part here, because we're going to get into the Septuagint Bible on exactly what is the Son of Man. Because we all assume it's Yahshua. What is it? Because you got to remember, Yahshua, Hamashiach, Jesus Christos, is the anointed Joshua. And there were other anointed Joshuas throughout Scripture. Okay, there's a whole book to Joshua, a different Joshua. So keep that in mind as we try to figure out where we're at in this day. So that's Matthew 24. Then we can see in Luke 17, at verse 26, just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. Then we go to Matthew 24, at 44, therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Okay. So we'll read Matthew 24, 37, 38, and 39. So we get more context here. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Okay, again, that's Matthew 24. So when you go to the Septuagint and you see this, these verses in the original Greek, and we go over here to where it says son, and that's the familiar Strong's number 5207 in the Greek language, weos. Now, weos is a primary word that is typically translated as son, but it is used very widely of immediate, remote, or figurative kinship. So, as in the prophets, sometimes the prophets were referred to as, O son of man. And this is why, this is why it's important that we understand this son of man is not always referring to Yeshua. Weos means a relative, like son of God, meaning a kinship relationship with our Heavenly Father. Not literally a son, as you and I would call a son, like my son Joshua, or Jeremiah, Daniel, or Stephen. Okay? They are my immediate progeny by my loin, whereas in the Greek, weos just simply meant a kinship. It could be a son, direct son, but it could also be a grandson or a great-great-grandson. A relative could even be figurative at some points, okay? So again, you have to take everything they're telling us in context. So these different verses that are talking about when the Son of Man comes, the reason I'm telling you that is because we often refer to Malachi chapter 4 and the fact when he says, I'll send you Elijah. Okay, now, everybody wants to take everything absolutely literal that's in the Bible. Is it literal Elijah? Is it a reincarnation of the original Elijah? Or is it a son of man who has the spirit of an Elijah? Because even the name Elijah, Elijah, El being superior or strength, and Yah is Yahweh. So his very name is Yahweh is El, El Shaddai, Elohim, all positions of power and strength of our people. He is our Creator Father. All of our ancestors, whether they were followers of the way or even those that went into what we call, anyway, the pagan belief systems, if you look really close at their belief systems and you just substitute names, much of it follows in line with the teachings of the prophets. Just use different names. Different symbology, but the point they were trying to get across is pretty close. We're here in this test to see if we're worthy to go on. Our Viking ancestors, they called it whether you were worthy of Valhalla. Okay? And what were your attributes to be to get into Valhalla? For one thing, you were to be honorable and you were to have courage. You were to be a warrior. And when you properly interpret scripture that we call scripture today, it's saying the same thing because he said, the lukewarm, I'm going to spit out of my mouth. You're vomit to me, you lukewarm, half-hearted, lame individuals out there. That valley of dead and dry bones that's not getting anything accomplished. You don't stand for anything. You're basically a pushover, a wet noodle, a soy boy or girl. You don't take a stand for anything. You don't take a stand for yourself, for your mate, for your children, and for your race. It's disgusting. Disgusting. Okay, so Matthew obviously uses the term the coming of the Son of Man, and it's referring to the flood, okay? So, and they were basically, like it says here in Matthew 24, they were carrying on. They were eating, drinking, marrying, blah, 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 until the day. Well, why did they stop when Noah entered the ark? Because Noah and his family were building the ark over a fairly long period of time. And so they were watching the progress of it. And, of course, they made fun of it, just like they make fun of you and me right now. You're wasting your time on those radio shows, and you're putting out your emails, and you're hanging up posters and putting flyers out. Ha, ha, ha. What a joke. You guys don't mean squat. Yeah, Noah and his family pretty much went through the same thing. Look at that big-ass boat. You know it doesn't rain, right? We haven't had a flood or even rain here. What do you mean? You're building a big-ass boat? What the hell are you going to do with that big old boat? Noah, you're an idiot. You're a fool. Until it started raining. Until it started raining. And it's raining right now, in case you haven't noticed it. There was another one I wanted to see here. Hold on. Do, 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 do. Here, oh, here it is. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness with seven others when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. Do you think the world around us is ungodly? You think maybe he could apply that to the world around us? As you watch program television with its degeneracy, the sporting events with their halftime shows, a degeneracy, the behavior of celebrities and sports figures and their degeneracy, the mainstream churches, particularly the Catholic Church and their perversions, your government officials, perversions, the medical establishment, perversions. You think ungodly would be a pretty good identifier? Yeah, I have a feeling it is. All right. In 1 Peter chapter 3 at verse 20, because they formerly did not obey when Yahweh's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. What is the water? In this case, it's not people. In this case, it's judgment. The water brought with it the death of the ungodly. What is about to come forth on this world in the form of a storm? I know the Antichrist forces talk about a storm, but there is a Yahweh-driven storm coming, which will make their storm a joke. Their reference to a storm is to create fear and confusion and to get you to acquiesce into their system. Yahweh's storm is going to bring a fire that will burn up the wicked. Hebrews 11, verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned by Yahweh concerning events as yet unseen. You're being warned, folks, in case you haven't figured it out. In reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Hallelujah. We can't change this world. We can't save this world. It's time for the watchman to come down off the wall. We don't need watchmen to see the enemy coming. The enemy's here. The enemy controls virtually all of the institutions around you. The things you listen to on the radio, the things you see on your flat screens, the goings-on of the courtroom, in the government buildings, and in the media. Your enemy isn't coming. Your enemy is here. The job of the watchman to warn the people to prepare and to resist is over. Those who have done their due diligence, who would not put the diaper on the face, would not put the deadly serum in their body, would not bow to the beast, they've been identified. Yahweh has put his mark on his people. It's not a mark you can see with the naked eye. It is the mark that distinguishes the sons and daughters of the Most High when compared to the riffraff that walks this earth. You are marked in a good way. You are marked as a righteous man or woman upon the earth. You are a beacon to those who seek truth, justice, and honesty. But to the rest of the world, you're a laughing stock. You have faith in an invisible God? Well, he's not really invisible. If you look at a child and how it develops and the birthing process, if you look at the plants and animals and how sophisticated they are, and this whole ecosystem we live in, the beauty of it, I don't believe that's an invisible God. Now, does he come down and sit next to me and have a beer with me? Well, no, he doesn't appear that way, but his handiwork is all around us. If you could do it and just climb into an individual cell in your body, just one of the trillions of cells, you would be so shocked that there is no way in hell you could say there is no God. No way could you do that, unless you're a complete moron. All you have to do is look around you for the evidence. I want to see a couple more of these here. But again, as you get the drift of what I'm trying to tell you, is the rain is coming down. Noah and his family went into a structure that rose them up above the destructive forces coming. So whatever our current ark will be, it is a place. A, it is a singular place where righteous men and women can go. It's a physical place. It will house them. It will provide food, drinking water, and protection. Now let that sink in. Those are your identifying marks of where our ark sanctuaries are in this time frame. With the rain coming down, judgment coming down on this earth that will consume those around us. Many will be consumed with the effects of the jab. Many will be consumed from the effects of wearing a diaper blocking your airways. Many will be consumed by the violence. How many times have we said, get out of the city? How many times have we said, you don't go hang around with minorities? You don't do it. They're not your people. It is simple as that. Genesis 3:15, we are seeing that happen in front of us. I will put enmity. What is enmity? It's hatred. Hatred. Between you and the woman. He's talking to Satan's offspring here. The serpent, or Nakash in the Hebrew. I will put enmity between you, you slithering piece of crap, satanic, wearing shoe, humanoid, and the woman who represents us, Jacob Israel, and between your offspring. Oh, so this character, Nakash, has children, and the woman's offspring. So does the white man have enemies on this earth? Sure as hell does. Out of jealousy, envy. He will bruise your head, meaning us, Jacob's sons, will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In other words, we can crush this enemy. We have been given that authority, whereas they only have the authority to bruise our heel. In other words, be like an ankle-biter dog. They can torment. They can make life miserable for a while, but they don't have the authority to overcome. You and I have the authority to overcome. Why do you think the enemy, these Edomite, Zionist communists spend so much time and money to deceive us into believing we have lost already, that we don't have the power to overcome them. They have so many shekels, albeit they're only electronic, but they have a lot of these electronic shekels, and they control the process of handling these electronic shekels. And yet they still lose. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I'm looking here for a couple more that I thought were appropriate. Acts chapter 3, verse 9. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. Repent. What's that mean? Rethink. Okay? Reprioritize your life. Change the way you think about things. And turn from your wicked ways, that your sins, meaning your transgressions of my law, may be blotted out. And that would be a good one for the folks out there that have put tattoos on their body. Okay? Unfortunately, I have sons and daughters who have done that, even though I preached against it their entire lives. And yet they disobeyed and went their own way. And so I pray for them to, quote, repent and don't do it anymore, and pray the Father would help them cleanse those toxins out of their body. Tattoo ink is a toxin. It is a poison. If you don't think so, go down and ask the Red Cross why they ask whether or not you've had a recent tattoo before they'll take your blood. Just go down and ask them if you don't think it matters. I'm a natural, a naturopath and a holistic person. I don't believe in putting a foreign substance that's not beneficial to me in my body. And I know there's a few people out there say, well, Dan, I know you have a beer once in a while and you have a mixed drink. Yeah, you're right. But you know, it's not a chemical poison, not what I drink anyway. Now maybe there's some stuff you're drinking that is. But again, all things in moderation. I don't ever get drunk. Never. Don't ever do it. I don't want to get drunk. I don't want to be out of control. And I want to be ready for my enemy, whether he comes tonight or a year or 10 years or 20 years from now. I don't want to be drunken or high when the enemy appears on the horizon or comes to my door. I want to be sound, ready to fight. Yeah, see now here in Luke chapter 3 on verse 38, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, who was the son of Adam, the son of Yahweh God. So here's that same weos, descendant. Not necessarily a direct son, but a descendant, a kin. There is a close relationship with that whole line, just as we are descended from our Heavenly Father. He created us. We are separate. We are different than the other races. I mean, go out and look at the world around you. You don't see that we're different than these other people. And again, that doesn't mean to hate everybody. It does not mean to abuse everybody. We have rules on how we are to conduct ourselves. But to say that we don't have differences and that we're all, quote, equal, and they have a right to intermarry with us? No. I'm sorry. You're deluding yourself if you think that's a true one. Matthew 24, verse 13, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Here we go with that Greek word soter. The ones who endure to the end will be what? Saved from physical harm. Death. Remember, he said there are some who will not taste the first death. Okay, it was appointed unto man to die the first death. It was the second death that you were really supposed to be worried about, the killing of the spirit. But at the end of the age, there's a very special time when some who occupy these bags of bones won't taste death. They will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. Kind of exciting, don't you think? We may be in that time zone, and you and I might be part of the crowd that will go straight from this existence into our glorified bodies and pass that first death. Just bypass it. No need for it. I'm looking for some more relevant ones here. Revelation 19, 1 through 21, I'll just read a part of it here. It says, "After this I heard what seemed to be a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven, crying out, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our Elohim God, for his judgments are true and just. For he has judged the great prostitute, the great whore, who corrupted the earth with her immorality, and has avenged on her the blood of his servants." See, the day of vengeance, the day of judgment, is coming. It's raining, folks. It's raining. Oh, here it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 at verse 52. "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed." We shall be changed. Matthew 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of Yahweh God and his righteousness," not just the kingdom, but his righteousness, "and then all these things will be added unto you." You see, most people get it backwards. They go, "Well, I don't want to believe in God because he didn't let me win the lottery. He didn't allow me to get the most beautiful girl at school and make her my wife. He didn't do this. He didn't do that." Well, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. That reminds me, I just saw a verse here. A good test to know somebody's Bible knowledge is to ask them how many animals went on to the ark. And most people obviously say two, right? But if you read it, it's two of the unclean, seven of the clean. Because the clean animals, and so there had to be seven of those. A lot of people don't know that. Let's see here. So anyway, time to circle the wagons. It's raining. We went over the Ten Commandments. We do want to build community. We've got a lot of ideas about that. We need to build a better mousetrap. We need a better model. And we build a parallel model outside of this Babylonian system. We don't need the Babylonian system. That's why I'm so glad I went to learn how to be a certified natural health professional many years ago. It got me started in holistic medicine, and ever since I went on that path, I've been amazed at the miracles that can happen using simple, inexpensive herbs and tinctures. And of course, prayer. But very non-intrusive. And there's no side effects. If you follow the instructions, there are just a few herbs and vitamins that you have to be cautious about how much you take. But even there, you have to really overdose on it and completely ignore your body's warnings to have any kind of issue. But again, there are a few that you have to be kind of cautious. But almost all of the holistic remedies have no side effects. There are herbs on my counter over here. I could empty the entire bottle into my mouth and swallow them down, and it wouldn't affect me at all. It'd be a great big waste of money, but it would not put me in the hospital, such as pharmaceuticals would do. You get my point. Let me double check something here real quick. Okay, everything looks to be running. And let's see, we got the recorder. Okay, very good. So again, we had our militia meeting, and the point of it is, for me anyway, the militia is the local posse or bodyguards for our communities. That's the reason for the militia I see right now, because we can't save our nations, the entire nations. Like France is ate up. Most of England's ate up. Australia, New Zealand's ate up. Canada's completely gone off the ledge. And the United States pretty much has as well. We can't save it anymore. It's too late. So we're going to watch the waters, as it was in the days of Noah, waters rush over and destroy most of what we know around us. So we have to form our protective communities where we can raise our children with homeschooling, or hire a Christian teacher to come in and teach. But we can think outside the box. We don't need the public school system. We don't need public utilities. We have engineering people. We can figure some things out. And if we construct our homes and our buildings properly, we need very little energy. So we could have steam engines, diesel engines, solar, wind power. There's a lot of different avenues. We don't need to have ourselves tied to this beast system at all, really, if we work together. We just have to get it in our heads that we're able to do all this, all right? It's raining, ladies and gentlemen. Please start praying and thinking, and I pray you've been getting ready before this, because it's late in the game. And for even if you've done all the prepping for your water, your herbal needs, if you are stuck with some pharmaceuticals, make sure you got 3 to 6 months supply if you can get it. It'd be better if you could wean yourself off. And I give Ella, one of our listeners here, Ella's a lot of credit. She's done that. Hallelujah. She had the willpower and the guts, and she trusted the Father, and she was able to wean herself off that stuff. And if you want to, contact her. I will send you your information to her, and she can reach out to you and tell you how much better she feels. How much better we all feel when we get these poisons out of our bodies. You can detoxify. If you don't want to use a naturopath to do it, then go figure it out yourself. There's all kinds of information out there, how to detox the liver, how to detox your immune system, detox your digestive tract. Get the parasites, the borax treatment, or the hydrogen peroxide treatment, or chlorine dioxide. There's a lot of things, and they're natural. I say hallelujah. Our Father gave us all the things we need. There are common materials to build homes and things out of that we don't need all the chemicals, the plastics, the asbestos type fibers and fiberglass fibers and things that don't decay. Yahweh's way of doing things is when you're done with it, whether it's a building, a tool, or whatever, and you leave it on the ground, it goes back to the dirt. Or it can be melted down and reused. It doesn't become a pollution for thousands of years. We got to start using our heads. Got to come out of this system. All right, I think I got it all covered here. Yep, pretty much. So I'm going to give you a break because there's been a lot going on. I know everybody is stressed for time and trying to get everything done, and I don't want to. Home births. Yeah, that's a good point, Ella. We got to get back to not only homeschooling, but midwives and the natural birthing system for our babies away from this equivalent to the Egyptians, how the Hebrews went their way to stay away from the Egyptians. Okay, the Egyptians were sick and the things, some of the things they were doing. We want to get back to our natural pregnancy and birthing with a competent midwife. And the beautiful thing that can happen when a child comes through the canal in a natural birth, and how much better it is for baby and how much better it is for mama, and what a bonding it is for the whole family to be there. Not this sterile, bright lights, clanging metal dishes, total strangers running around, screaming and yelling, and all of the idiotic things they do in the hospital. Totally idiotic. There are a few exceptions where a mother needs that kind of acute care, but the vast majority are just fine with a midwife and doing it natural. Ask anybody that's done natural which way they would prefer. I don't think you're going to hear about too many that'll say, oh, I thought the hospital experience was great. I've been through six births. Unfortunately, they were in hospitals. I wish we'd have done it totally natural. Now, my last three were much more natural than the first. The final deliveries were in the hospital because we didn't have a competent midwife where we lived, that I trusted anyway. If I had to do it all over again, all six would be completely natural and by a midwife. Get out of this damnable system. But that's another story for another time. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor. Thank you for this opportunity to come to our people through this platform. We pray that your wisdom and your strength and your Holy Spirit would reach out to our people and touch their hearts. We're in dire, dire straits, Father Yahweh, and it's our fault. We're not saying it's your fault or somebody else's fault, not even the Jew. When you boil it down, it's our fault. The Jew would have no power if we didn't worship his money system, if we didn't worship his vices and his satanic temptations, his satanic entertainments, drugs and alcohol, basically vices. If we didn't seek after those things, he'd have no power. If we used the wisdom of our ancestors and we taught our children properly, they'd have no power. If we even listened to our founding fathers and what they warned us about, they'd have no power. And most certainly, if we listened to what Yahshua had told us, they'd have no power. So ultimately, we can't blame anybody else. Our poor ladies out there that are uncovered, which means they don't have a male over top of them, it's our fault. It's our fault. We didn't teach it to the young. We didn't live it. And we didn't have the faith in it. We went the way of the world, chasing after their baubles and trinkets and electronic shekels, and gave up on all of the things that make us who we are, the Aryan, Israelite, Caucasian people of the Most High. We took the lower road instead of being on the high road. We took the wide path instead of staying on the narrow path. And we need to repent, as it says in Scripture. We need to repent of that. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Come out of it. Repent. Seek the face of the Father in all matters. He has the answers. And they're simple. They're simple. Just takes doing them. That's all. A mindset. Even the Scripture says that when the men of Jacob Israel, that's you and me, brothers, when the men come together in one accord, that means singular purpose, we're invincible. Let that sink in. We are invincible when we come together as brothers with one singular purpose, when we're all on the same page. And you put ego aside, you put all the personal agendas aside, and you come together as a band of brothers. For the good of our families, the good of our children, good of our people, and the future of our race. Father's watching from on high. This is the test. Will we pass it? With your help, Father Yahweh, yes, we will. Once we realize just what a bunch of filthy rags we each are, Once we're willing to be humble as you told us to be, once we want to rid ourselves of our vices and our vanity and our sins, and cry out to you with true humility, and we're willing to be last instead of always clawing to be first. When we reach that point, you can work with us. We can become the men and women you want us to be. Help us to get to that point, Father Yahweh. Raise up that Ezekiel 37 army out of this valley of dead and dry bones, that we might be that vast and mighty army, that righteous army, that will bring the judgments written by you upon the peoples. To that end, walk with us and guide us. Forgive us our sin, Father Yahweh, and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's precious name we pray. Hallelujah.
Say that I'm not destined to succeed, but I have the faith I need to carry on, and I will find the strength in me to prove them wrong. It isn't for the thrill, it isn't for the prize, it's all about a fight to stay alive, knowing that the dream can still survive.
To have the fighting soul in the sky. Fearless men, men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings up on their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Charger for war. The battle justice and peace. A kingdom that holds all the wiles of creation. A kingdom where children will lead.
Not by our own strength and not by our own mind, but by His Spirit it comes. Blinded eyes will see and deafened ears will hear the
soar from hill to lock and dark fjord, battling till his life he shed, leaving the throne to the sons of Summerland.